ever since we see an amazing thing about the word Geula. The amazing thing about the word Geula is that it's made up of the four letters that make the word Geula, which means exile. It's the same four letters in the same order, the same first letter. You just add an Aleph into the word. Yeah, after the first letter, you add an Aleph. So Geula, the word Geula is made up of the word Geula with an Aleph introduced. So in fact, there's a Medrash that the Medrash says, referring to the prophecy of the Navi Zechariah, where he talks about a vision that is of Yeshua, the vision of Yeshua Kain Gadol, in which he goes up to heaven and he sees a menorah with a gula on its head. A gula, literally, the word gula is used to mean like a well. In that context, in the Medrash, the Chazal focus on the meaning, on the what this gula alludes to. So one says, so the Medrash says that the two interpretations of this word gula, that there are two amirim. One says that it means gaila, that this is an allusion to the Jewish people in Galus. The menorah, the seven-branch menorah, alludes to the Jewish people, and the gula is an allusion to Galus. And the other one says that it's an allusion to, that the word gula is an allusion to geula, which means redemption. So, on this, there's an explanation that Alter Rebbe brings in Likutei Torah, and he says this idea that geula is the word geula with the aleph introduced. That's so basically Likutei Torah. Alter Rebbe brings this that where does this amira get from the word from the geula in this vision, that it's a reference to geula, because it's basically the same word with the introduction of the Aleph, and he explains that the Aleph is Alufay Shalaylam, the Aleph alludes to the Eivishta. So, what is the explanation of this idea? What does it mean? It would seem that redemption and exile are diametrically opposed. What's this idea that just by adding an Aleph to the word that means exile, that's how you get redemption, just by introducing the godly dimension, introducing God into the equation, so all of a sudden the exile becomes redemption. So the Rebbe explains that Gula does not mean that when you leave exile, you leave your whole life behind. Everything that you did, everything that occurred in the past in exile, it's not about leaving everything behind. To the contrary, Gula means that the entire existence that existed previously and that was subjugated in exile becomes redeemed. It's not that it's rejected and left behind and you move on, but it's that everything that existed before, but it was in an exile state, it becomes redeemed. So when we talk about, that's what the term Geula means by definition. So when we talk about the ultimate redemption, so basically what we mean to say is that every single thing, in the ultimate redemption, then every single thing gets redeemed. There are, Chazal referred to personal redemptions, individual redemptions. That's in fact, it's brought in the Gemara that we ask in Shemoneh Esrei. Every day we ask for personal redemption. So that's talking about, even though that's not the general redemption of the entire Jewish people, that's, we ask God to see our suffering, see our, opposition that we have to deal with, and he should redeem us. Basically, it's just, the Gemara says, it's each individual asking for his own personal redemption, and Rashi explains that even though it's a personal redemption, it's still called Geula, and we say, Geul Yisrael, that's the bracha we make Shemoneh Esrei every day. When we talk about the ultimate redemption, that means every single thing is redeemed. Every single thing is redeemed. Nothing gets left behind. it will be a true and complete redemption in quantity and in quality of all things, from the most all-inclusive thing to the smallest little detail. Every Jew and all Jews and everything that belonged to them in the world, and all of their activities and all of their accomplishments in Golos, Geula means that these things all become redeemed, and it also means the redemption of each and every person, including the nations of the world, and all the matters of the world, and every detail, every specific detail of all the person's individual matters. Any positive thing that existed in Golos will certainly continue to exist. So what's going to change? What's going to change is the status, the exile status will change. The concealment that covers the truth and the inner reality of all things, that will change. The subjugation to the ways of nature and the physicality of the world, that's what will be removed. As the Rambam says, that you shouldn't think that in the times of Mashiach, any of the normal conduct of the world will change, or that there'll be some new development in creation, but rather the world will continue in its normal custom. And the sages say the difference is the subjugation to the kingdoms. The difference between this world and the days of Mashiach is that we will no longer be subjugated to the kingdoms. And as the Rambam says, that all the nations of the world will turn to the true religion, and Mashiach will rectify the world, everyone, so that they'll serve God together.